to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What's up? What's up? Hello, hello. I'm so happy you're here for today's episode of the Mind Your Hormones podcast. We are talking all about the questions that you can ask your pediatrician before you actually decide who you want to be your pediatrician. I recently did this. At the time of this recording, I'm 29 weeks pregnant. I'll probably be a little further along by the time this comes out. But in your, you know, like end of your second trimester, maybe beginning of the third, this is when you want to be really looking into what pediatrician you're going to choose for your child. And a lot of times, like, we don't really even think about what are some of the questions I would want to ask this person who's going to be taking care of my child so I could see if I actually like this doctor enough to be a part of our family and to just be a part of our team. It's the same thing that goes for like your OBGYN or your doula or like the hospital if you're going to give birth there or the birthing center, whatever it is. It's so important that we ask these questions ahead of time to make sure that they're in alignment with you and your family values and what you really want, the type of care that you want for yourself and for your child, because you do have a say, okay? You have a voice. You are in control. You get to choose who your doctor is. You get to fire them if you don't like them. Same thing goes for your pediatrician. So that is what we're going to talk about today. Now, obviously, these questions are going to vary based on like what's actually important to you and what's in alignment for you and your family, but I know that you are very similar to me in like you want to do things as naturally as possible. You want to be as aware of things as possible and you want that type of person on your team. So I just wanted to share a list of the questions that we asked our pediatrician before actually deciding if we were going to choose her or not. Some of these questions came from the book Nurture by Erica Chidi. Am I saying that right? I think so. I'll put the link to that book in the show notes. Some of them I just came up with on my own. And in general, obviously, I'm a holistic nutritionist. You already know that. It's really important to me that the pediatrician we do choose is knowledgeable on nutrition and like homeopathic medicine in addition to conventional medicine, of course, because there's always a time and place for medicine. But I really wanted to make sure that this pediatrician has knowledge around that area. Maybe it's not like, you know, they're not a naturopath. Of course, I actually did find one that is a naturopath that I like as well. You have to pay out of pocket for that, but I do want to, I'm keeping that like in the back of my mind if there's something that I ever need more extensive things around for the baby or whatever, I know I can go to them. But I did also want just a general pediatrician that our insurance does cover. And of course, she's, you know, an actual doctor, so she has that conventional side. Not that naturopaths aren't doctors, they are, but I mean like a Western medicine doctor. But I also wanted to make sure that they have some like nutrition and just like homeopathic awareness, and is not forceful about anything, but rather open to our suggestions and preferences, because obviously I have knowledge around nutrition. I've never had a baby, but I know certain things and I've researched a lot of stuff on it. And I want to make sure that I'm able to make decisions with her and we could collaborate on things like that. And that they're not forceful of like, you have to do it this way. But I want them to be open to our preferences and our suggestions to how we choose to raise our baby. So what I first did right away is I searched for a pediatrician, literally just went to Google and Googled holistic pediatricians near me. That is what I put into the search bar. And then, you know, a bunch of different websites came up. I looked through those and this is kind of how I like decided what holistic nutrition school to go to. I just have to kind of get like the feel for things as I'm looking at them online. And just like reading what their values were, what they were saying on their website and saw which ones felt most in alignment based off of that. I looked at some of the reviews that were there. there. And then I called to see the office to see if, number one, they took our insurance, and number two, if they were actually taking on new patients. And then if I could schedule a meet and greet. The woman was like, yeah, you could talk to her over the phone if you want. And I was like, I actually really want to come in person. So that's something else that we did. I really wanted to go to the office in person. I 100% could have just asked them these questions over the phone, but I really wanted to feel their energy. I wanted to see what the office space was like. I wanted to see what the staff was like. I wanted to see how clean the place was. Like, I'm going to be bringing my baby there. I want it to be a place that I really like. Also, I wanted to know exactly how to get there, because the first time you go is like a couple of days after you leave the hospital or the birthing center or wherever you are giving birth. And, you know, you're probably going to be really exhausted. So I wanted to make sure we like knew exactly how to get there, things like that. So that was one of the other things. I called ahead of time and asked to schedule a meet and greet. We actually only did this with one pediatrician because we ended up really liking her. This actually happened to be the pediatrician my sister uses for her kids, which I did not even know that. I texted my sister. I'm like, hey, I'm actually going to check out this pediatrician. You probably would like them. Like, I was looking into some of the stuff that they're into because she's into natural stuff too. And she was like, this is our pediatrician. I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. And I ended up liking her, so we only had to do this once. But I was very open to having to do this more than once if we didn't actually like who this person was. So let's get into these questions. Actually, before we get into these questions, I wanted to say this at the top of the show, but I totally forgot. If you aren't already part of the Mind Your Hormones podcast Facebook community, go in the show notes and the link will be there. It's totally free to join. I do like 30 to 40 minute Q&As in there, like once a month, answering whatever questions you have. I always drop information about the episodes in there, like the links that we talk about, and just like it's a place where you could connect with the other people who are similar to you, who like this podcast, and where you and I can connect more. So again, you could drop your questions in there when I do a Q&A. It also helps me if I don't get to answer all of them, I'll create a podcast over it. So it's totally free. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while and you love all this information, you want to connect more deeply, you want to be around other people who are in there, that is where you could do that. So the Facebook group link will always be in the show notes, okay? All right, now the questions that I asked our pediatrician before choosing her. So I'll also put this, we'll put these in the show notes so you could just like copy and paste them and put them in your phone. And again, some of these came from the book Nurture, some of them I came up with on my own. And I want this to be a list that sparks ideas for you of, oh, okay, that's a great idea. This actually doesn't apply to me, but ooh, this is gonna prompt me to actually ask this question. And if questions come up in your head that I haven't listed here, please come DM me them, or better yet, pop them in the Facebook group, because I want, you know, you have great ideas too, and I want to hear what they are. And I want to be able to share them. So throw them in the Facebook group if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I actually thought of this question that you didn't think of, and I think you'd really like it, or other people who are listening to this would really like it. So do that as well. But anyway, here are the questions that I asked our pediatrician before we chose her. Number one question. I actually asked this before I even went to the meet and greet, because I was like, this is going to be a complete waste of our time if the answer to this is not in alignment with us. Was number one, what is your policy on vaccines? And do you require all of your patients to be vaccinated? Because if they said yes, then I would have said, okay, thank you so much. Done. Because I'm working on getting someone on the podcast right now to come and talk to us about vaccines. I'm reading a book right now called What Your Doctor Might Not Be Telling You About Vaccinations. I also took a course, a vaccine course in my holistic nutrition schooling. So that was a couple years ago though. So I really wanted to kind of refresh on it. But anyway, I'm going to talk a lot more about this on this podcast and in, you know, other areas of my work with my clients, but we are absolutely not choosing to vaccinate our children, especially right away. Possibly certain ones after they're like 2 years old. But it's something that I'm just learning a ton more about, that I already knew a lot about. And I wanted to make sure that this pediatrician does not force your child to be vaccinated, especially on a specific schedule or right away or at all, because a lot of pediatricians will not accept patients if they're not vaccinated. So that's the number one question. What's your policy on vaccines? And do you require all of your patients to be vaccinated? Now, maybe you are someone who you are choosing to vaccinate your child, but maybe you want an alternate schedule where you don't want to do like four vaccines at once. Because why the frig is that even allowed? Don't get me started. Again, that's not what this podcast episode is about. So I'm going to do that in another one. But If you are choosing to vaccinate your child, but you want an alternate schedule, you could also just ask, do you provide an alternate vaccine schedule? If you do, what does that look like? If you don't, are you open to me providing an alternate schedule that I feel comfortable with? Are you okay with that? Or do you enforce that they have to follow the state's schedule? Obviously, this is going to be different depending on where you live. I'm currently living in New York. In order for them to go to school in New York, they have to have a certain amount of vaccines, unless you can get exemptions, which we're going to have to cross that bridge when we get to it. We might be saying peace out to New York. We got to see what goes on. But depending on what state you're in is going to depend on how lenient, you know, certain doctors are. I know in New York, there are many pediatricians who will not accept you if you are not getting vaccinated at all. So that's definitely something to ask depending on where you live. Okay, most likely if you're listening to this episode, you are someone who is currently pregnant, or you are hoping to be pregnant, and that is the space that you're in right now. So I want to make sure that you know about these products. Even if you're like, Corinne, I'm already taking a prenatal, or I already got my probiotic on lock, it's never too late to change, first of all, because I actually recently switched my probiotic to this one. And at the time of this recording, I'm 29 weeks pregnant. I switched it when I was about 28 weeks pregnant. And I'm so happy that I did because I saw a major difference. So I want to make sure that you know about this company and the specific supplements that I'm really loving from them, and that it is really important to continue taking these supplements in your postpartum. My friend actually recently had a baby and she was like, wait, should I still keep taking my iron supplements? I'm like, yes, especially you lose so much blood after the baby's born. Like, it's so important. It's called the fourth trimester for a reason. We have to make sure that we're still taking care of our body. So during pregnancy, in postpartum, it's really important that we are nourishing ourselves, not only with, of course, proper nutrition, but with quality supplementation that you can trust that actually has a therapeutic range of nutrients in it that are going to do something that's optimal nutrient delivery, absorption, like that your body can actually use and thrive off of, instead of just like the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, that is literally created for you to make sure that your baby just doesn't have any birth defects. It's like, I actually want a little bit more than that. Like, what the actual hell? So anyway, I am talking about the company Needed. I'm obsessed with them. I recently switched their probiotic. I was taking another brand that I really do like and I was using for a really long time, but constipation, I wasn't fully constipated, but I just wasn't really going to the bathroom the way that I usually do prior to pregnancy. It's been something that's been on and off throughout pregnancy. Obviously, I'm doing other things besides supplementation to help that, but I was looking into, because I take their prenatal, I take their omega, I take their choline, I take their iron, and I love all of their supplements, but I wasn't taking their probiotic. I'm like, well, if I love all their other supplements, let me just check them out. And it's a specific prenatal pre and probiotic. And there are specific strains to really help support your microbiome, your digestive tract, your skin, and your vagina. The specific strains that are needed for a healthy pregnancy and to really set you and your baby up for optimal health. I am not kidding when I tell you, after 2 to 3 days, I think it was maybe like 2 days, literally, of taking this new probiotic, I saw a positive improvement in my poop. I'm not exaggerating. I didn't change anything else. I absolutely love it. It also helps with iron absorption, which is really important when you are pregnant because your blood is literally doubling throughout your pregnancy. So you need double the amount that you normally need. So those, I love their pre and probiotic, their prenatal vitamins, their iron, their choline, their omega-3, which is extremely important to take during pregnancy, after pregnancy. I have a whole supplement training on like the dosages, other supplements I'm taking, when to take them, how to take them, like why they're needed in your body, all of that. If you really want the nitty gritty of it, you could always check the show notes for that. But highly recommend, whether you are pregnant or postnatal, going to thisisneeded.com, checking out their products. They are so freaking amazing. Using code Corinne at checkout will get you a discount. If you have any questions about them, just let me know. But I am like very particular with the supplements I take. I would never be taking something or recommending something that I don't personally use and trust. And this company is like literally just exceeds my expectations in every single way. So check them out. Thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. The second thing is, what is your policy on antibiotics? Do you have natural remedies or natural suggestions or homeopathic practices that you recommend first when the child is coming in sick or when it's appropriate? Because I wanted to know if, like, immediately she was someone that was like, oh, like right away, ear infection, here's a medication, and, you know, all this stuff. Obviously, there's a time and place for antibiotics, but I think they are absolutely overprescribed. And I wanted to make sure that she wasn't someone who would rush to things, and that she maybe had alternate, suggestions for, okay, here's some natural things you could do first, see if this works, and then we'll take it from there. So that's a question I asked. Do you have any alternative suggestions to the vitamin K shot? So this was similar to the vaccine situation. The vitamin K shot, if you don't know, is something that they give babies literally like the second they're born. This will probably be something that we talk about. I'm working on getting the author of this book on the podcast. So we could talk about that in that episode, but that was something that I did want to ask if they had any alternate suggestions, of vitamin K drops instead of a vitamin K shot. What, you know, her stance was on that. So that's something that I asked as well. Do you have a separate waiting room for when kids are sick versus when they're coming for well visits? I saw this when I walked in, because, you know, when you go in person, you'll be able to see it. This specific place didn't have a separate waiting room, but no one was actually in the waiting room. They actually, like, bring you into the room and you just wait there, which actually brings it to the next question of, is it difficult to actually get an appointment? What's your caseload like? Like, how many patients do you have? How hard is it to get an appointment? Do you do same day appointments if necessary? Like, what does that actually look like? So those were something that was really important if there's an emergency, or like, how hard is it to actually get in there? Because I know certain offices, it's like impossible to get an appointment, which is, what is the freaking point of that? So I really wanted to be curious about that. And when your child is coming in for well visits, like, I don't necessarily want to be in a packed out waiting room with a ton of kids who are coughing and sneezing and all of that stuff, right? Like, obviously it's important to expose our kids to germs, but that's just like something I wanted to see what was going on with that. What are your office hours? Obviously making sure it aligns with your work schedule or your partner's work schedule, whatever it is. What is the contact protocol after hours? So if something like an emergency is happening, or I'm curious about something, I'm nervous about something, like, how do I contact you? What happens? Who am I contacting after hours? Who is on call after hours? Is it a doctor? Is it a nurse? Like, what does that actually look like? What hospital is the office or the doctor associated with? When do we bring the baby in after leaving the hospital? And then I also talked to her about her view on breastfeeding. Breastfeeding is something that I'm actually bringing someone on to the podcast about this. I cannot wait to have her come on. But breastfeeding is something that I'm super, super passionate about. It's something I have full intentions of doing. And I want to be mostly breastfeeding, not so much pumping. Obviously, you know, there's going to be times I'm going to be pumping to store extra breast milk for when the baby is sick, or for just like to have, you know, a storage amount of it. And also when I'm not with the baby, they need to still eat. So I'm of course going to be doing that. But breastfeeding is something that I'm really, really passionate about. I want to be exclusively breastfeeding without having to do any formula. Obviously, I've never done this, so I don't know what exactly that's going to look like. And of course, I'll take you along the journey for it. But I wanted to talk to her about, first of all, she had knowledge around it, if she was supportive of it, what her view was on pacifiers and introducing bottles, nipple confusion. There's so much talk about nipple confusion, so I wanted to hear her stance on it. And I really just wanted to make sure that she could support me during my breastfeeding journey, because it is something that's really important to me. So if I have questions about it, whether I'm like, oh, am I supposed to be waking the baby up to feed if they're not waking up? Like, what's going on? Or, you know, just like, I have no idea all things are going to pop up when I'm working on breastfeeding. But I wanted to make sure that she was on board with that and could support me, in addition to having a lactation consultant, which she actually has as part of her practice. She has a lactation consultant that she recommends that could also come to the hospital. I personally am birthing in a hospital with my doula is going to be coming with us, because there weren't really actually any birthing centers around where we live. And for the first like go around, I just wanted to be in a hospital. Even though I'm like thinking, I'm like, probably would have been fine with a birthing center. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a whole nother episode. I'm going to talk about my whole birthing journey, my birthing plan, I mean, before it actually happens. And then I'll do another episode after of what it actually was like. But the hospital that we are birthing in does have lactation consultants, so which is awesome. So I don't have to hire someone separately, but I really like that this office does have a lactation consultant, that if I don't like the people that are in the hospital, I could have her come in. And it just shows me that they do actually care about breastfeeding and do prioritize it and have like knowledge around it. So those are the questions that I asked our pediatrician before actually choosing her as our child's pediatrician. Now, if you're asking your pediatrician these questions and you don't like the answer, that is when it is your job. You don't obviously have to like stop in the middle of it, right? Like it's kind of like an interview, but it was more of like a conversation and stuff. I literally whipped out my phone. She's like, well, okay, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, let me just take my phone out and get my notes out. I had all these questions written down, but, it is your job to go in and feel confident enough and use your voice enough to where if you don't like some of the questions that are coming up and you're like, this is immediately a no, you could just either say right then and there, like if something was answered and you're just like, this is not a good fit, you could just be like, okay, thank you. Like, that's it for today. I don't feel like this is really in alignment for us and our family. Like, I thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me. I really appreciate it, but this just like, isn't going to work for us. Like, you have to be confident enough to not only ask for what you want with your OBGYN, with the people that are in your birthing team, if you're at the hospital, like whatever, but also with your pediatrician, with everything, because you are ultimately the one that's in charge. You're the one that's in control of this. And so many people think that just because they're doctors, they have the final say, but they're not the ones that are taking care of your baby and that are in control of, and I don't want to say in control of your baby, but are like responsible for your child. You are. So you having the confidence to show up and use your voice and ask questions that are important to you. And if they're like giving you a face with some of these questions, then you know right away, like, okay, this guy or this woman is not for me. Like, let's move on. But being confident and strong enough to not feel like you're being annoying by taking time out of their day to ask these questions, or that, you know, you shouldn't know better. Like, if they're looking at you like, what are you talking about? Of course you have to be vaccinated, or of course this or that. Like, really go in your power stance, like feel confident, because you are the one that is in control over this. So I hope this was helpful for you. I will put these in the show notes. Please save this episode, share it with someone who is maybe pregnant or is going to be pregnant soon, that they could ask these questions for their pediatrician as well. I would love to know your feedback on this episode. And if any other questions popped up when I was talking about this that you were like, ooh, I would love to ask this. This would be a great thing to ask. Like, would love to hear any feedback on it. You know, I always love when you message me on Instagram at Karina Angelica and you tell me what you're vibing with. You tell me what you're thinking about, what's going on in your world. I just love you so much. I'm obsessed with community. I hope this was helpful for you, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.